sunrises and sunsets out here.
We had a nice sunrise this morning, and most all the time the sunrise is very good living here at Caprock Canyon State Park.
How long has Caprock been a state park?
It was officially opened in 1982 as a state park. The state has owned the land a few years more than that, and it's 13,906 acres in the state park, and it sets just below the High Plains. As you can see, we're named for this, for these canyons, these beautiful red canyons. We have two large canyons, North Prong and South Prong, that make up the Little Red River and drainage.
And this is the picture we're looking at now, the aerial view.
That's a picture of South Prong Canyon. It's about 500 foot deep, and at the top of the picture, you see the High Plains, and which is elevation generally around 3,200 foot elevation. And the park itself, the headquarters is 2,600 foot, so we're about 600 foot below the High Plains.
Okay, so your ears would pop if you get up there.
Yes, they will pop. Mine always do when I drive up on top and on the plains. And
People think the Panhandle, they think Texas in general is just flat.
Even the High Plains is not really flat, but along the edge of the High Plains on the east side is the escarpment of the High Plains, and it's this rough type country. It's a breaks country. That was why man has lived here for centuries. Mm-hmm. This is one of the canyons in the park. There's lots of deep gullies, rough country. We have trails that go back through the park and take you through this rough country, and it almost looks like desert country. It's not really desert, but the soils are very erosive, so we try to manage it so that we don't damage the vegetation, and so that each grass plant is Mother Nature's little dam. Mm-hmm. And that keeps the soil from eroding so bad.
Is it pretty dry here?
Our average rainfall is about 20 inches. Some years we're over that, and some years we're under it. We're seldom right on it.
Okay, but we're looking at Prong Canyon here. The caption says Prong Canyon underneath
right.
The photograph. I'm going to scroll on down to the next picture. Actually, if you click on the number 2, it'll take you to the next set of photographs that Jeff will talk about. And the first thing you should see is Texas State Bison Herd at Caprock Canyon State Park, and you'll see the picture that says Trailways underneath it. Did we talk enough about the geology and geography of the park?
The geology of the High Plains, the top of it is called the Caprock.
Mm-hmm.
And the Caprock is a caliche layer that lays up on the top, and then you have your subsoil and topsoil right over the top of it. And beneath the Caprock layer on the High Plains is the Ogallala water formation, the underground aquifer that is the major underground aquifer of the High Plains that extends from Texas up into the Dakotas.
Okay.
And that's where our springs along the breaks country and the canyons of the park, these springs flow out, that's where they're pumping for the irrigation wells up on the High Plains, but they come out as springs down here below the Caprock.
And those springs, are they important to the farming? Where's the water?
Well, they're really important to the wildlife, mm-hmm, on the park, to the ranches in the area, and for livestock water, and but on the park, it's primarily the wildlife that utilize the springs, and they also feed Lake Theo, which you'll see
we'll
a
see
picture
in
a minute.
Let's go through some of these photographs.
Okay.
We're getting down to 5 minutes or so here to talk about this. The Trailways, what's that?
Well, we also have another park here at Caprock Canyons. It's called Caprock Canyons Trailway State Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 64 miles in length. It was a It was a railroad until 1991. They took the rails up. Burlington Northern sold the property to, they almost donated it to Texas Parks and Wildlife. And it's been converted to a hiking and mountain biking and horseback riding trailway.
That's nice. Here's someone riding a horse here. Trail rider, it says, the caption on the photo. Going on down, trailway bridge.
Well, there was over 50 trestles on this trailway, and so Texas Parks and Wildlife had to make them safe for people to cross them. They had to go in with boards and what we call decking and fill in the gaps and the space there, and then put rails on the side because some of them are quite high, as you can see this Kittaquay Creek Bridge here, a couple of hundred foot high, and so we didn't want anyone falling off. Also along this trailway goes up through a very scenic canyon called Kittaquay Canyon, and this is a pond that is right there on the edge of the trailway about just before you get to the top of the canyon and get on the high plains.
Okay. I'm going to click on number 3 here, and you'll see the next set of photographs. This is the tunnel.
This is Clarity Tunnel. It was the second longest train tunnel in the state of Texas. We have a nice...
How long would that be?
742. How long would that be? Let's see, that's over an eighth of a mile.
That's pretty long.
And it also makes a bend as you go through. You can't see one end of the tunnel from the other. It's not a straight shot through there.
That'd be a little scary to walk through, I would think. Maybe the
first
time.
Well, it's cooler. And there's lots of bats in this tunnel.
I'd be scared to walk through it. It's bats and it's cold and it's dark and you can't see the other side.
Right.
Okay. Good. Is this the part of the tunnel?
This is the north side of the tunnel, and that's a family from Kittaquay that's hiking, and they're headed toward the tunnel. They'll come out on the other end that we saw the shot of.
Okay. Some other things you can do on
back
the
back at Caprock Canyon State Park, we have an annual bike race that's held every October. There were over 70 mountain bikers that came last year. It's a 12-mile course, and I understand it's quite a challenge. I've never ridden a bike around it, but...
But you're going to, right? I mean, that's on your...
Well, view. Maybe someday.
This is an incredible view of the park here, a park view I'm looking at.
Well, this shows you most of how rugged that the park is, the remainder of the park. Earlier, we saw South Prong Canyon, and was a deep canyon, and then we have a lot of these smaller canyons that are real rough. And then on the southeast part of the park, we have our prairie, and this is where we have our Texas State Bison Herd. We're the home for the Texas State Bison Herd. It's the Charles Goodnight Herd that was moved from the JA Ranch over a year ago.
And of course, we're going to talk about that all day today. If you click on 4, we've got just like a minute or so left. I want to get through these photographs. So
activities you can do on the park, horseback riding. We've got about 5,000 acres of that, 15 miles of trails, mountain biking. We have a lot of people bring their horses and ride. We have a 120-acre lake, mm-hmm. Lake Theo.
You can fish there, I guess?
There's good fishing for catfish and bass, and there is some boating.
Okay. All right, we're being told to move on to the next. There's some rock climbing.
There's lots of hiking. Limited rock climbing.
Okay.
And the boating is the boating is a no-wake lake. Small boats. We have a lot of cowboy cookouts. The park's really beautiful in the summer. Lots of green mesquite trees.
And you have winter here too. There's
and
snow.
We do have winter in the park. We had a nice snow last month, and sometimes a big snow, maybe a foot of snow.
I'm zipping through these photographs. Now, these photographs are there for you to look at anytime you want, so we're going to go ahead and skip on to the next session, which Jeff is going to talk about, called Plains and Prairies Under the Hoof.